Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Have another great hour coming up for you guys today if you're joining us on the radio side out of Atlanta at 106liveradio.com. We're going to kick things off by speaking to author Jane Jordan. She's making her first appearance on our program in 6 years. We're going to talk to Jane not only about her new book, Still Playing Church, but what it's been like for her to see the way that her readers have enjoyed her characters, keep coming back, and what she hopes you take away from the new book. At the bottom of the hour, I'll be speaking with film director Michael Preece. He also is making his first appearance on our program this year to talk to us not only about his love of being able to bring stories to life, but also to talk about the new projects that he's working on going into the new year. Again, it's going to be a great hour for those joining us on the radio side, great segments for those joining us online, so we're glad you could join us. As I said, to get things kicked off, author Jane Jordan is back on with us today. Jane, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Thanks for inviting me back.
Well, look, I'm glad to have you back, Jane. I always love to talk to great authors that I admire, and you're definitely one of those people. I should let people know that you and I first connected because of your debut novel, Playing Church. So this book, even though it is, you know, the sequel, Still Playing Church, it really is, I should say, a great standalone book as well. But, Jane, what has it been like for you? You now have two books that are published. I know more projects on the way. What has it been like for you to see the way that your readers are responding to your books?
It's exciting to me, and I'm so happy that the readers, I'm able to connect with them on such a level just by being transparent and keeping it real and writing about some experiences and different things that I've went through, being a former first lady. So I'm excited about the comments and some of the good reviews I've gotten thus far. So it's been pretty good.
Well, you know what? It's funny that you should mention that, because I'm sure one of the questions you get, Jane, because the first lady in the book is named Janice, so I'm sure one of the questions you probably get is any of this based on you? I mean, what has that been like for you to kind of see the way people are trying to figure out, you know, what's real and what may not be real?
I love when they, you know, ask the questions like, you know, versus the characters, because my book is fiction. But it's based on truth of my actual life story and what some of the things that I went through being a pastor's wife. So most of it in the book is almost just like verbatim, but, you know, some things I had to, you know, change and twist, but it was basically about my life. So it's true to life.
Yeah, it is true to life. I'm so glad you said that, because you and I were talking right before we went on here, and one of the things I said to you, Jane, was that, you know, there are people who will look at this and say, you know what, I'm experiencing that where I'm worshiping right now. Do you think one of the big messages, though, and I think this is something that sometimes is very difficult for people to get, that people are people, regardless of what title they have, where they live, what they look like, that all of us are subject to the same highs and the same lows? Is that one of the things that you wanted people to see?
Yes, exactly, that you're human. I mean, though you're in church or hold a position, you're still human at the end of the day. We have to fight. Like you said, we're not exempt from any of the, you know, the snares and the pitfalls that we may fall into. We all go through it, and so I was just telling my story from my perspective and sharing with the world, because I'm quite sure maybe somebody else, you know, may have experienced that, to let them know we all human. We fall short of the glory of God. So we just have to get back up, dust yourself off, and, you know, keep moving.
And keep moving. Now, with your saying that, I'm sure you've already heard from people, right, who are saying, you know what, this could have been my story, or this is, you know, like something that I know happened to a friend of mine. What has that been like for you to see people making that connection?
It's an awesome thing for an author, because I wrote it was my story, but you just never know how much it impacts people's lives that may have had, just maybe it was their experience or a sister or a family member experience, but just to read about it and be like, wow, I thought Aunt Sally was the only one that felt like this, or I thought I was the only one that felt like this. It's a wonderful feeling, because I'm connecting with those people, and God, you know, gave me when he gave me the commission to write the book, he's like, tell your story. Somebody else needs to be inspired by it, or to know that, you know, that they can't, it's hope in the situation, you know, like that. So I love when it reaches my readers like that and they can relate to it or know somebody that it relates to.
Right. And I think that's one of the great things about it. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm already having a great conversation today with Jane Jordan. We're talking to her not only about the journey of being a published author, but also her new book that I had a chance to read and review, Still Play in Church. She introduces us to some characters that we've gotten to know from her previous work, Play in Church. But also, I think, you know, some introductions into the lives of individuals, you know, that we, you know, are meeting for the first time. Jane, I want to go back a little bit, because for those who may have missed our first conversation, because as I said, it was some time ago, let's talk about how this all began for you. Did you initially see writing as a form of therapy for yourself?
Yes, I did, because it started from keeping a journal, and like I said, being a first lady, a lot of things I had to hold, keep to myself. I couldn't just tell or call somebody and tell them how I was feeling, so I started keeping a journal to just write it down, just to be able to get it out to express it. And so from the journal, I would go back and read it. And so it turned from me journaling until I actually started writing, instead of when God told me to write, you know, write the book. So,
Right.
It was like therapy. Start off being therapy.
So how did you find the courage? This is something I'm always curious in knowing. How did you find the courage from writing it, which could have in itself helped you? How did you find the courage from going from that to saying, you know what, I believe in this, and this is good enough for me to share with the world and then to publish it? How did you get to that point?
When I was in a process of writing my manuscript, I would take it to work, and some of my coworkers would ask me what it was, so I would let them read it. And so by me letting a few of my coworkers read it, and they liked what I was doing, so they became fans. And so every time that I would come to work, they'd be like, okay, you got to finish this. We want some more. This is good. You really need to do something with it. Because I would just take it off the shelf sometime, write it and get this urge. Nobody want to read it. But then once I took it to work and my coworkers really believed in what I was doing, so it helped me to get the courage to say, okay, I'm going to do this. And so that's how it really got finished, because they wouldn't let me not finish it.
Yeah. Isn't it great to have that support, you know, for people who are pushing you sometimes when you don't think that you can do something? So when you first held it in your hand, when you first held Play in Church in your hand, how did that feel? Did you feel a sense of accomplishment, Jane, that you had done something that a lot of people talk about but don't really do?
Well, yes, I felt a sense of accomplishment. I felt like I had given birth, like that was my baby, the arrival of my baby, and I was holding like, wow, I did this out. Look what I, you know, so I was excited, just overjoyed. Just sometimes I'm still in shock when I see my titles that they on the shelf or something, and I see them, I'm just like, wow, I did that. So, you know, I'm always in awe that I actually did it. And people say, well, that's a big accomplishment. And sometimes I hear what they say, but sometimes it don't hit me all the time. Like, wow, I wrote 2 books, so, you know.
Right.
It's a great thing.
Yeah, it has to be a great thing. You know, so let's go back to the story, because there are a few things that I wanted to make sure that I asked you about, Jane, and Still Playing Church, and have you talk about it. And then we're going to tell our listeners a little bit later how they can get the book for themselves. You know, one of the things that I thought about is that, you know, how secrets, and I even said this, I partially said this in my review on Amazon, secrets have the opportunity to really destroy not only a person, but everything around them. It's almost like a wildfire. Do you think that's one of the things that happens in this book, that the secrets and lies become so big that it envelops almost everything around them?
Oh, yes, because it's like with the sweep it under the carpet mentality. The carpet, after you keep sweeping it up under there, that became a big lump, and it just like, it exploded, it came out, you know, and it was damaging, like a tornado just tearing stuff up. So it is definitely, you know, when you keep lies and betrayal, deceit, deception and all of that, it's definitely something that comes out and takes everybody by surprise, and it does damage people.
Yeah. Do you also think one of the messages, Jane, is that, because I think we see this in the book, because even some of the beloved characters, and I'm not going to give anything away, but some of the beloved characters in the book, like, of course, a Reverend Johnson, how even as much as people loved him, there were things out there that came out later on that changed people's lives. You know, I felt this way, and I'm so glad you wrote it this way, that sometimes when those things happen, we blame God for that. We say, you know what, you know, because this was happening in the church, that means ain't nobody good, you know, and we become turned off God. Do you think that really feels the responsibility that people have to make sure, especially those people who are in positions, to make sure that they're handling themselves in a way that they don't bring reproach upon God?
Yes, yes, I do think so that way. It's like when we are in leadership roles in the church, we are held at a higher standard. And, you know, somebody that's new, a babe in Christ that's coming in, just that can learn those basic things even about just who Jesus Christ is, if they're being exposed to the wrong thing and then they're seeing it like it's okay, it's grand or whatever, but it's really not, and then they see their leaders doing something inappropriate, and it just shakes their faith, and you know, they're like, I'm done with the church, you know, why should I go to church if, you know, they're doing the same thing in the church that they're doing in the streets, and they don't see a difference, you know.
Right.
So most of the babes in Christ, that's my fear with the babes in Christ, if they see the wrong thing, especially if they've never given their life to the Lord before, it's different for somebody who's backslid and they know that he's probably matured a little bit in the word in his season, but with babes in Christ, have to be very careful. And sometimes some of the things that they encounter, it causes them to turn away, and that's the sad part about it. That's the tragedy.
Yeah, I think that is so true. And I think, too, you know, the other thing that I thought about with the book Still Playing Church is how, you know, we realize sometimes too late that, you know, the damage that we have done. Because even in the book, you have, of course, the main characters are, you know, Pastor Terrence and Sister Janice, but you have the members talking about them, you know, about what's going on, what they've done, and, you know, and the problems that they've had, you know. And it really shows the, you know, how it has far-reaching effects. And don't you think it also, Jane, it almost puts in jeopardy your leadership? Because how can you be a leader when the people under you don't respect you?
Exactly, and I tell people it is hard, especially being a pastor's wife, to pray for that pastor, pray for your leader, pray for that first lady, because she endures so much that you don't even see, you know, in church on Sunday, but behind closed doors, it can get pretty crazy. And like I say, you just need to pray and pray for the leaders of the church of this world today, because it can be, you know, like I said, it can become crazy. And if you're leading the people and they lose respect for you, most of the time they'll leave the church. You know, some of them won't stay. They will leave, and it will cause a separation in the church, congregation, all kind of negativity that comes with that. So it is a serious thing to be a shepherd and lead the sheep astray. It is really, God don't smile on that. So I tell people to pray for the leaders, because they're human too, but, you know, they're going to go through, but they have to just really have some prayer warriors behind them, because Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy everything in the past. So
yeah,
you just have to, you know, be praying for them.
Exactly, you know. And, you know, I think that brings us to the character Janice. We're going to talk a little bit more about her. Again, for those who are tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with author Jane Jordan. It's been way too long since she's been with us on the program. I've been able to stay connected with her, though, through social media. We're going to definitely talk about, Jane, how you've been using that. But her new book is called Still Playing Church. If you have not read it for yourself, I'm going to tell you a little bit later how you can get it for yourself, as well as how you can stay connected with Jane. I want to share something that you do write in the book about the character Janice. And it's, you know, because she is going through situations in her life that are physically making her sick. And in chapter 22 of the book, and in fact, for those who have it, it's on page 212, this is what you write about her and her situation. And this is after she'd been admitted to a Luther General Hospital. Janice was in a somber mood and stayed pretty quiet about it all. She didn't feel like being bothered with anyone, especially Terrence. She felt the need to be surrounded by the people that truly loved and cared for her, and their presence meant the world to her. It was all the medicine she needed. Do you think, you know, when Janice started realizing how this relationship was literally killing her, do you think that was the wake-up call for her that it was time to make a change?
Yes, it was definitely a wake-up call because things were, like, falling apart at the same, spiraling out of control with her, with everything that she had on her back, all of the stress that comes with being the first lady, trying to make everything look picture-perfect. And so she just more or less had, you know, reached her breaking point, and she just had a break in reality at that point, and she was just like, it's too much, you know, so it was definitely her waking up, saying, "Hey, you know, this is not right." You know,
right?
Yeah.
I think that is
bringing it out.
Right. Exactly. You know, one of the ways you've been able to keep people posted on the new book has been through social media. You, like the rest of us, are on Facebook, Jane. What has that been like for you to kind of hear from people? I know you have a Facebook fan page, Playing Church, for the books as well. What is it like for you to hear from readers and to know that they are sometimes talking about these characters like they're real people?
It's very exciting for me as a writer. It just confirms more what God told me about the book and the success of the book, even though it's still growing, you know, reaching people. That I, you know, I get a great feeling behind it that they can actually, we do talk about the characters, Sister Janice, Pastor Terrence, and like, they are real characters, and so when people would hear us saying, "Girl, what church is this, and who y'all are talking about?" we would be talking about the book, and so they would be like, "Okay, well, where can I get this book?" and they would read it, and they said, most of them said the first book they read within 2 days and couldn't put it down, so it's a wonderful thing as a writer to know that I got out. God has given me such a gift to write that people can connect with, and they, you know, I can grab the readers and take them on a journey with me. So that's a wonderful thing as a writer.
Yeah, you know, it has to be a great feeling to know that you're able to touch people that way. So, you know, at this point, you know, as you're thinking about now having two books published, I'm sure people are already coming to you asking you questions, Jane, want to know, well, how did you do it? You know, what's the process? Was it hard? What is it like for you now to be able to share your own journey with other people and let them know how they can follow their own dreams to become published?
Most of the time that I get people and they ask me or they'll tell me I want to write a book or I got this idea, I say, well, write it. They say, well, you know, I don't know how. I say, you got to start keeping a journal, just start writing those thoughts that you have down inside your head. I say, you just got to start writing. I say, for me, I do everything by hand. I write by hand and then I'll enter it into the computer. I say, but then you have to start writing it down, because if you never type it or write it, you won't get it on, you know, it never comes out. So I encourage them to write it or get other authors that are publishing the kind of, if you don't know how to write a book, like God had me to order other authors' books, and I read those, and then he said, now write it. So it'll show you how, kind of like to, you know, set up the dialogue and everything. So, you know, I encourage people to do it. I say, if I wrote a book, you can do it, go for it. I encourage that. I do. I encourage young and old, write a book.
Right.
Write one.
Yeah, because you never know. You never know where it can take you, and you never know where it might lead. Again, everyone, Jane Jordan is our guest. We're talking with her not only about the journey for her that led her to writing, but now what it's been like for her to share her characters literally with the world. Her first book was called Playing Church. Her new book is called Still Playing Church. Jane, how can our listeners stay connected with you as well as get their own copy of the book?
Oh, well, I'm on Facebook. I have a Playing Church page for the fans, you know, that have read the first book and, you know, want to go on there. And purchase information is on Facebook, on both my personal page and my Playing Church page. I'm also available on Twitter, and they can go order from Amazon and Create Space, which is, I believe, through Amazon as well.
Okay. All right. So go to Amazon. You guys will also find my review there of the book. So make sure you guys take a look at it get your copy of the book, and then you guys can join the conversation as well. I definitely believe you'll get – we just really scratched the surface here. I think you guys will get so much about not only, of course, you know, how our actions have consequences, but also, of course, how the things that we do can affect those that are around us, whether we realize it or not. So make sure you guys do get the book, again, Still Playing Church. And, Jane, I believe that this book could stand alone by itself, even if people haven't read the first book. Don't you think they could actually get the good story without it?
That's what I was kind of thinking, but that's why I started it off with the last two chapters of the first book. So just in case, you know, they didn't get it, maybe they can kind of follow from that part portion and start. But I tell most of them, they say, well, I got to get the first book. I said, well, you could actually read the second book and then go to the first book. I said, so it kind of, you know, hand to hand, you know, both of them kind of, you know.
Exactly.
So they could very well read book two and enjoy the story, and then that'll make them probably want to, you know what happened in the first book, because in the first book, Janet was, like, low-key calm, but in the second book, she had, like, she was going through, and so people was like, wow, we didn't see any of that coming in book one. I say, well, changed in my life, and so as things changed in my life, things changed in Sister Janet's life, so. You know,
yeah.
I through a lot, so that's why I just said, okay, God, I said, just go ahead and expose. Just, I said, okay, God, I got to put some personal stuff up in here that's actually from my life. So,
wow.
It's true to life.
Well, you know what? Congratulations to you, Jane. Really excited to be able to have you back on the program. And we'll make sure it's not another 6 years. We'll be staying connected with each other on Facebook. And then looking forward to the next conversation with you, okay?
Yeah.
Again, everyone, Jane Jordan has been our guest. Make sure you guys get your copy of Still Playing Church. It is available right now, as we said, on Amazon.com. There's more Conversations Live to come for those joining us on the radio side through Atlanta's 106LiveRadio.com. For our online listeners, if you guys came in late and missed part of the show, you guys can catch the podcast. The link is already available on my Facebook and Twitter pages. You guys can head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWebb, or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWebb, and you'll be able to find it there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.